My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. My live guest tonight will be performing on February 19th over at Borderlands Brewing Company. We will be joined for the next hour live in Studio 2A by the U of A Jazz Combo. Milner. This is Locals Only live in Studio 2A with U of A Jazz Combo. Hey guys, how's it going tonight?
Good.
Good. How you doing?
Yeah.
Doing great. Sounds great to have you here. You've got a show coming up on Thursday over at Borderlands.
That's right.
Before we get into all that, why don't we just start off with introductions? Let us know who you are, what you're doing tonight.
Sure. I'm Angelo Versace. I'm the director of jazz at the U of A. I'm playing piano today.
My name is Chris Harold. I'm the saxophonist, also a student at U of A.
I'm Max Goldschmidt. I'm playing the bass right now, and I used to be a student at U of A, and I plan to be a student at U of A in the future, but I'm not currently enrolled.
Hi, my name is Gib Mandish. I'm playing drums. I'm currently a jazz studies major at the U of A.
So, Angela, tell me a little bit about the group of players that we have here today, and you know what the jazz combo is exactly.
The jazz combo is some of the most talented students at the school. All these guys are in the top. We have two big bands. They're all in the top big band as well as in the top combo. We also have two combos, and all these guys are. I consider them pros, and I'm just excited to play with them any chance I get. So yeah, this combo, we play quite a bit, and this Borderlands gig you've been mentioning has been happening, I don't know, since maybe last September.
Awesome.
So yeah, we've been playing there once a month at least, and off and on other dates for various things.
Very cool. How long have you been at the U of A, Angela?
I got hired in August. So what, eight odd months?
And was it your first time in Tucson? Was this your first experience here?
Yes, it was.
You know, this is a probably a moment in history more so than any other when jazz education is in the zeitgeist more than ever, with, you know, people seeing Whiplash and, you know, loving that movie.
Yes.
And obviously, I don't think it purports to accurately depict the experience of every jazz student. But I'm curious, as an educator and also as students, I mean, if you've seen the movie, what do you think it gets right and what does it miss about the experience of learning jazz?
Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on it. Have you guys? Gib seen it. Gib, you got to come talk.
Yeah. this is, appropriately enough, the drummer can weigh in.
How about that? It definitely gets the process of getting better accurately, that's for sure. The idea of trying to put all of your effort into attaining this tiny goal of getting better. I wouldn't say it works quite that way in school. It's not like you're working towards one song,
right?
You know, to be able to play that. I mean, placement auditions are a thing.
Yeah.
But that's not exactly the focus once you get to the collegiate level, I would say.
Yeah. Do you think that the playing in the movie holds up to scrutiny from a trained ear?
Some of it, yes. Some of it, no. The interesting thing is Whiplash is actually a chart that I played in high school when I was at Tucson High.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was kind of funny for me to see that in the movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm curious, though, Angelo, you know, the challenge of taking on, you know, a program, and obviously you're still you're relatively new to the U of A, but, you know, what is the role that the jazz combo plays just in kind of your general pedagogy and the way that you're trying to teach jazz at the U of A?
Great question. Well, this combo serves to do things like this, where right now we're all excited for the upcoming Jazz Week in March, March 8th through 13th, and we have different concert every night. And all of us are involved in, I think, several different ways, playing different nights. Max on bass here is playing as part of the Quite a Night of Dixie on maybe clarinet or trumpet, as well as another night playing sax, whatever. And so I think we all have different roles in that week, and we're all excited about that.
Yeah.
In terms of us playing and how I approach this pedagogically, I just think that what I do in terms of our everyday, day-to-day rehearsal, it's made so much easier when these guys can just play so well. So it's not like what I have to like approach anything differently because of them. It's just that I can maybe relax a little bit because I have guys who kind of get it.
Yeah.
And my focus can go elsewhere, in the classroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, as we mentioned, Thursday night over at Borderlands is the next gig. Is there anything else on the horizon, either for the jazz combo or other things that the jazz program has cooking up that you want to mention?
Yeah. Well, like I said, the AZ, we call it As Jazz Week, AZ Jazz Week, is coming up March 8th through 13th, and all of us are playing, and every single night is a different concert.
Mm-hmm.
Starts off with Latin jazz, and then there's Dixie night, and then there's we have two big bands, one of them plays on Tuesday, and so on and so forth throughout that whole week. We have some really great guest artists that week. Bryce Winston is coming in to play with our second big band, directed by Chris Harold over here on the sax.
Very cool.
And then Troy Roberts, New York-based tenor player, currently touring with Jeff Tane Watts, is coming in to play with our top big band. It's going to be really great.
Excellent.
We are at Borderlands every third Thursday of every month, and starting in April, it'll be every first and third Thursday of every month.
Oh, wow.
So that's how often this group plays, and then if anything else comes up sporadically, we're all open to to doing more than that, but that's what's on the horizon for us right now.
And outside of this group, are you doing any other regular gigs in town?
Yes, every Friday and Sunday night at Pastiche, I play with Scott Black and Pete Swan. It's on Fridays, and then on Sundays Max here on the bass joins us along with Matt Mitchell for a quintet.
Very cool.
And that's Friday nights 7 to 10, Sunday nights 6:30 to 9.
All right. If people want to get a sense for what's going on at the school and whether they want to be able to, learn more about As Jazz Week and, all the other stuff that you have going on, is there a good place online to be able to keep track of what the school is up to?
Yeah, the school has a Facebook page.
Okay.
I don't know the URL off the top of my head, but if you were to, Google Facebook, University of Arizona, Arizona Music, we have a great promoter Ingvi Callen over at the school who deals with all that, and she's constantly promoting these events. That's probably the best place to keep in touch with what's going on at the jazz school.
Excellent.
Yep.
All right, well, why don't we get into our next set here, we'll chat again after a couple more songs. But you're listening to the University of Arizona Jazz Combo. You can catch them on Thursday night over at Borderlands. What are we going to hear next?
Thank you. Thank you.
My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with the U of A Jazz Combo. Thanks again for coming down tonight, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, Angelo, Thursday is the next gig at Borderlands. And tell me, as somebody who is new to Tucson, new to the U of A, what has been your sort of snapshot take on what it's like to be a player in town and what it's like to be an educator here in this community?
Mm. Well, right as I moved here, I found that people were generally very welcoming, mm-hmm. very generous with me. I think I came at a good time. There seems to me there's not a whole lot of other pianists, so I came at kind of like the perfect moment to yeah. just step in and not have to try to take anything from anybody. the directors over at the Tucson Jazz Institute were very, very welcoming with me, Doug Tidebeck, Scott Black, and Bryce Winston. And so mm-hmm. I think almost immediately as I came into town, they welcomed me over there, and mm-hmm. I've done concerts with their bands, and you know, Bryce is doing concerts now with U of A, and you know, I've played awesome. With Doug Tidebeck. I play with Scott every week. So there's sort of this communication and there's this community that's been happening almost immediately as I came. I mean, of course, at the U of A, my colleagues and peers and students are incredible. So like it's been just very warm and welcoming, very surreal for me. I'm truly blessed to have the job that I do at the University of Arizona, for sure.
Yeah. Well, we're very happy to have you. We're very happy to have this great jazz combo here. Thanks to everybody for coming down tonight and Thursday over at Borderlands. Thanks as always to our old friend Don Jennings, the
yes.
Original host of Locals Only.
Ah, okay.
He's been doing a great job booking over at Borderlands and helped to hook us up here. So Thursday night, and then is it starting in March or April that it'll be the first and third
April
Thursday? Starting in April, first and third Thursday at Borderlands as well. We've got about 7 minutes left, so I figure why don't you just play us out. Here's University of Arizona Jazz Combo playing us out.
Thanks.